This is Made in Montana News on the Treasure State Radio Network. I'm Jay Scott. A man who kicked a bison in the leg and then was hurt by one of the animals at Yellowstone National Park has been arrested and jailed after he was treated for minor injuries. Park rangers got a call about the man harassing a bison herd and kicking one of them about 7 miles inside the park's west entrance on April 21st. Rangers stopped the man in a car driven by another person in nearby West Yellowstone. The man was charged with being under the influence of alcohol, disorderly conduct, and approaching and disturbing wildlife. Several Republican state attorneys general, including Montana's Austin Knutson, are challenging a federal regulation that seeks to protect the rights of transgender students in the nation's schools by banning blanket policies that bar transgender students from school bathrooms aligning with their gender. The officials argue the new policies would hurt women and girls, trample free speech rights, and create burdens for the states, which are among those that have adopted laws in recent years that conflict with the new regulations. This is federal government overreach, but it's of a degree and a dimension like no other. That's Louisiana Attorney General Liz Murrell. The top state government lawyers for Idaho, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Montana went to court to delay the date that the regulations take effect. That's scheduled for August 1st. Alabama, Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina and four advocacy organizations filed a suit in federal court in Tuscaloosa on Monday, and Texas filed a similar suit in federal court in Amarillo. Filing in multiple federal courts is called judge shopping, and it gives the states a better chance that one of the judges will put the rule on hold nationally. The U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday refused to block a Texas law requiring pornographic websites to verify the age of their users. The justices rejected an emergency appeal filed by the Free Speech Coalition, a trade association for the adult entertainment industry. The provision of House Bill 1181, signed into law by Governor Greg Abbott, remains in effect, as the full appeal is weighed by the Supreme Court. Similar age verification laws have been passed in other states, including Arkansas, Indiana, Kansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Oklahoma, Utah, Virginia, and Montana. A recent Bureau of Indian Affairs report on the Fort Peck Tribal Adult and Juvenile Corrections Facilities showed numerous problem areas. Home to the Assiniboine and Sioux tribes, the Fort Peck Reservation is located in northeast Montana and is home to about 10,000 people. The recent report obtained by Lee, Montana, confirmed many of the findings and outlined additional violations of federal requirements. Many of the deficiencies noted in the report were repeat findings, meaning the tribes were made aware of them in the years prior. According to the letter, tribes have until May 1st to provide a written response outlining how the deficiencies will be corrected. However, it is unclear whether the tribes will face any consequences for the deficiencies or for ignoring the May 1st deadline. In total, the report found the adult correction facility was non-compliant in 33 of 56 mandatory areas, and the juvenile facility was non-compliant in 45 of 56. Of 18 employee files reviewed across both facilities, the BIA found 11 personnel did not have documentation showing they had passed mandatory background investigations. A review of 14 employee files across both facilities found 9 did not have the documentation confirming they had completed the requisite basic correctional officer training course. The review also noted dead bugs, flickering lights, and ceilings in disrepair. That's at the juvenile facility, stating, quote, it clearly does not have weekly inspections. Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson committed to Lake County commissioners on Monday that he would support legislation to fund law enforcement on the Flathead Indian Reservation and would serve as a mediator between the county and the governor's office. Knutson said he met with the governor's office on the issue of public funding and safety in Lake County and relayed Governor Greg Gianforte and Lieutenant Governor Kristen Juris would support legislation to send money to the county for law enforcement. The commissioners expressed doubt that that would happen, as Gianforte vetoed legislation in 2023 that would have sent $5 million to the county. Quote, right now I do not trust the governor at all. We're just up against a wall. A spokesman for the governor's office said the governor has been clear and consistent on the matter, pointing in the veto letter for legislation where the governor said he nixed it because there weren't restrictions on what the funding could be used for. The county has provided law enforcement for years, but commissioners have in recent years said they could no longer afford to keep doing so at an estimated cost of $4 million a year. U.S. Attorney for Montana Jesse Laslovich told commissioners last month that the feds would likely only be able to pursue big fish cases, meaning fewer cases would get prosecuted and there'd be more menace within the community. Knutson told commissioners on Monday the State Department of Justice wouldn't be able to allocate resources to the county without legislative authorization. Commissioner Steve Stanley said this has become a money-driven issue, but ultimately one about figuring out who's going to protect the 33,000 people who live on the reservation and in the county. Stanley says it's pretty clear the tribe would like to take over jurisdiction for felonies, but they're not ready to do so right now. Nevada's senators joined federal lawmakers from six other western states, including Montana, on Monday, to demand additional funding to address the region's long-term drought, which is being worsened by climate change. The Colorado River remains in an unfolding and worsening drought. Water demands on the river far exceed supply, meaning less water is available to refill the river's reservoirs, Lake Mead and Lake Powell. In a letter Monday, Nevada's Democratic Senators Catherine Cortez Matzo and Jackie Rosen and Representatives Dina Titus and Susie Lee urged Department of Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack to, quote, bring all resources to bear to helping address long-term drought and aridification of the western United States. Quote, drought remains a severe risk for American farmers and ranchers and threatens farmland and local economies that rely on dwindling water resources. More than 30 lawmakers signed on to the letter, including several from Montana, as well as Colorado, Oregon, New Mexico, Arizona, and California. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, at the end of March, 23% of the West was in drought. Areas of Arizona, New Mexico, and western Montana are experiencing extreme and exceptional drought. In the Pacific Northwest and the Northern Rockies, the dry conditions have persisted with record low snowpack in some areas, raising concerns about worsening drought conditions. In western Montana, snowpack is well below normal and at record low levels in some areas. While minor drought improvements were made throughout much of the West, worsening drought conditions are expected heading into the summer, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. In the West, U.S. Forest Service lands comprise 19% of the total land area and contribute 46% of the surface water supply, meaning that more investment in public national forest lands would have a significant impact on downstream surface water flows, according to the letter. If you need support again, please check our Treasure State Radio or KGRTDB webpages. Made in Montana News is podcast worldwide, with listeners in now 53 U.S. states and Canadian provinces, 3 Native American nations, and 33 countries on 6 continents. We also post expanded versions of our stories on Facebook. Made in Montana News is heard on the Treasure State Radio Network, including KMEH, 100.1 FM in Helena, Elkhorn Mountains Radio in Jefferson County, Homegrown Radio in Bozeman, King West Radio in Billings, Rescast Radio on the Fort Peck Reservation, PIVA Radio of the Northern Cheyenne Nation, and Crow Res Radio of the Crow Nation. That's Made in Montana News. I'm Jay Scott. This is the Treasure State Radio Network.